Rib Lake School Superintendent Lori Mannion updates us on Thursday evening's Rib Lake School Board meeting.
Started out the conversation about the new reauthorization of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, which is now reauthorized and being referred to as the Every Student Succeeds Act. And so we had a discussion about that, about some of the things that aren't going to change with this new act. And probably one that sticks out is the educator effectiveness, which is the teacher evaluation system. Although the federal law no longer requires it, our Wisconsin state law will require it. So that is one thing that will continue to stay the same. And then I discussed some of the highlights having to do with Title I and accountability and school improvement within that. Title II is another grant about highly qualified and professional development kinds of things, and then talked about some of the other authorizations that will change and the timelines for transition from No Child Left Behind. So that was just an update on the Every Student Succeeds Act. And then I had Mr. Dahlman talk about the new SAGE guidelines, and that's the regulation for small class sizes of 18 to 1 or 30 to 2. And there's been a change in that, new AGR strategies, which is achievement gap reduction strategies, will also allow us to keep additional SAGE funds coming in if we choose to either A, stay with that small class size of 18 to 1 in our K-3 classrooms. We could also go to a data-driven instruction coaching strategy for teachers. And the third strategy is data-informed one-to-one tutoring for students at risk of difficulty with both math and reading. So that applies to our small district. We certainly want to keep our SAGE monies coming in, and so we'll be coming forward to the board in the future, probably looking at that data-informed one-to-one tutoring kind of concept. So more on that to come, and that'll change as we go forward. Then Mr. Cardy talked about our hockey rink and just that we are working with John Hine, who does a lot of the hockey for the community here. And so we discussed the hockey rink heater and saving electrical costs because of the timing of that heater. And the board did approve using Fund 80 funds to put that new system in at a cost of approximately $250. I then gave just a summary of the 2014-15 audit report and let everyone know that they could come in and take a look at the big, thick report anytime. And then following that, I had Joan Magnuson, our board clerk, and also our delegate that goes to the WASB conference in Milwaukee, and she talked about the different resolutions that would be going on and gained input from the board on how they wanted her to vote for that. I then followed up. We had a safety committee meeting this past Monday and just talked about a variety of different things from our safety and security report from M3, a report from our mock OSHA folks, which is through McNeil. We had our nurse, Judy, talk about how the bloodborne pathogens exposure plan was being updated, and Mr. Cardy and Mr. Dahlman gave an overview of ALICE, which is what Taylor County is using in regards to safety and evacuation plans. We will be training our staff next week on what that looks like, and that is just coming in line with what all of Taylor County school districts are doing. The principals gave a report at the elementary, high school, middle school level, and Mr. Cardy did an update on the projects that are going on. We're really close to being done. The boiler's been working smoothly, and just a couple HVAC things still out there. We are now continuing to make sure that our custodians are trained on the new DDC controls that control our HVAC system. So getting close to finishing there and feeling good about what's going on there. Then we jumped into new business, and the board passed a resolution to authorize the Long-Term Capital Improvement Trust Fund, and this is a fund that allows the board to put money in for capital improvements and will not be able to touch that money for 5 years from this month. So it is a good thing, making sure that we're going to have money set aside for long-term capital improvements. And then the board did approve a withdrawal from the Local Government Property Insurance Fund. That's been heavily in the news here in our state, and the board is signed or approved that withdrawal, pending being able to find another company to go with. Our renewal is on April 1st. And the board took a look at the open enrollment board policy and approved the changes to that board policy 423. We actually pulled the stuff from the 423 rule into the board policy, so they approved that. And then finally, they approved the open enrollment space availability chart and basically putting no limit or no cap on open enrollment into our district. So we invite everyone to consider Rib Lake School District as a place for their students to come and learn.
Rib Lake School District Superintendent Lori Mannion.